20 studies that support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mixture of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel
WRJN Racine
and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they have seen the benefits in their own performance and recommended milk drink to others. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and the WIAA.
All right, 52-50 is our score. Trojans with the lead, Wauwatosa West 52, Racine Park 50. 2:11 left in regulation. Possession arrow also belongs to Wauwatosa, so they have everything working in their favor at the moment. But there's still 2 minutes and 11 seconds to go. So can the Panthers D it up now? All right, so the Trojans, the inbound. Want to get it into Brown, and they do. Brown then gives it up to Hennings. Back to Brown. And then Brown gives it to Plosky. Brown working himself inside, has it. And that'll be it. That'll be it. Jaylen Brown is just fouled out with a player control foul. And the coach better watch it or he's going to be teed. That's his fifth. So a big momentum swing here possibly at the 2 minute mark. As Robinson will bring it across. And the Panthers need a basket. They give it up to Becker, and Becker goes to his brother, Cam. Now they go down low, too. Now here's a three-pointer. That's no good. Moss, though, with the rebound, puts it back to Cole Becker, ties it up at 52. And here comes the Trojans with it. Hennings down quickly. Has it taken away by Robinson. Robinson will slow it up now. Now the drive. Back to Robinson to Becker. Now they slow it back outside. Zari Gwynn trying to get it to Moss. And it's taken away. But now Robinson gets it, puts up a wild shot. Put back is good by Zari Gwynn. Zari Gwynn with 50 seconds to go gives Park a 54-52 lead. Now you got Roman Long and it goes out of bounds. They're going to say it still will be with the Trojans. 54-52. Timeout called. All the big thing is, Dylan, you can't give up a three here. Give them the two.
Yeah. You got to play good defense. Can't give up a three. Got to do whatever you can in order to get a stop right here.
Yep.
Pivotal point of the game.
Still got a foul to give. So 54-52, Park with the lead.
It's cool. The Wisconsin Lutheran student section has started cheering with Park, and Marshfield has started cheering with Tosa West. Everybody on their feet within the Kohl Center. You look all around, the entire bottom floor, all on their feet. Crazy.
So Wauwatosa West will have the ball and the possession arrows in their favor. If you ever needed a steal, Now's the time for Park.
It's kind of ironic, Dick. Wisconsin Lutheran and Tosa West are maybe 15 minutes from each other as Wisconsin Lutheran is in the city of Tosa.
Wow. So Wauwatosa West, the inbound. They get it in to Chambers. Chambers gives it up to Hennings. And then Hennings passes over to Klosky. Klosky gives it up. Here's a three-point. In a good. Two-pointer. With 15 seconds to go. And Racine Park calls the timeout. They'll have 13 seconds to try and score. It's a full timeout. So we'll keep it here and analyze it for you.
Yeah, Dick, a great defense there by Park to not give up a three-pointer. He had to make a kind of fadeaway jumper there to make that two-pointer. I'm guessing Park will go for one shot unless they get a nice easy layup.
Yep.
But we could be seeing overtime here.
Yes, we could.
We're 13 seconds away from it. Been a fantastic game so far. I'm sure they're going to draw something up for one of the Beckers or Moss,
yep,
probably.
We shall see. They have 13.6 seconds remaining in regulation as we're tied at 54. Park trying to win their first state title since 1943.
82 years is a long time.
So all the people on their feet now as we look across the floor. And again, Park brought the ball in so they don't have to go the full length. Got to be very crisp with these passes now. Okay, they get it into Robinson. The clock starts up. Robinson with the basketball. Gives it to Becker. Down to 7 seconds to go. Back to Moss. Got to get a shot into Becker. Taken away. In overtime. We'll go to overtime. Very poor. Very poorly executed there.
They had a chance to go for like a backdoor pass,
yep,
but quickly closed. Definitely wanted some sort of shot there. Coach Robbins is not happy.
Yep. So 4 minutes more to play. OT. Probably the only advantage Park has is Brown's out of the game and Klosky's got 4, but Moss has 4 also.
Yeah, if I'm Tosa West now, I do everything I can to attack Jackson Moss as quickly as possible.
Yep. So again, we're going to play 4 minutes. 4 minutes more. Hopefully, that's all we'll have. And we'll get a victory here for the Park Panthers.
And we could play for 4 more hours as long as Park comes out with a victory,
yep,
here, Dick.
So all the starters in for Park. The two Beckers, Moss, Gwynn, and Robinson. And the only starter not in for the Trojans. Well, actually, they got 2 role players in there that did not start. And you got Brown that's not in there, so Long's going to jump against Moss. There's a tip. It's a terrible tip, but they're going to make him do it again. Park got, wouldn't you know it, Park hits it, and they're going to re-jump. So they'll do it again here. The Trojan. Coach Neubauer should be happy that they did that. The next one, the Trojans get. And they get it out to Hennings. Now from the corner, three-pointer, no good. Rebound. Saved, but into the hands of the Park Panthers. So the three-pointer was no good. Moss with the basketball now for the Panthers. Gives it back to Robinson. We played 30 seconds of the overtime. Now from the corner, the three-pointer is airballed right into the hands of Klosky. So the both teams start with missed shots. Now here's the Trojans. Henning goes inside. Turnaround. Shot is no good. Put back is good by Klosky. He missed the first one, and the Panthers were not there to box out. And he got his own rebound and put it back in to make it 56-54. Now here's Gwynn with the basketball coming inside. Now Moss is going to take a three-pointer and hit it. Jackson Moss with the three-pointer gives Park a one-point lead at 57-56. 2:30 to go in our overtime. They try to go down low to Klosky. Klosky comes inside, puts it up, and scores. They can't stop him. They had three men on him, and he scored. 58-57, Wauwatosa West. Robinson passes on the wing to Betker. Then they come back out to Cam Betker, and he gives it up to Robinson. Now they try the give and go, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Hansen. Coming down quickly. They can take their time now with this lead. Hansen with the basketball now gives it up to Long on the wing. Then Long gives it up to Hansen. Now back with the basketball is Chambers. And Robinson thought he had a steal. But we got a foul coming up.
Fouls on receipt mark number four, Cameron Betker. Fourth personal foul.
That's on Betker, his fourth. On Cam Betker. That's Park's sixth. So they just inbound it. Next one, they'll be in the bonus. Long with the basketball now. Passes over to Hansen. Hansen now passes on the wing to Long. Back out to Hennings. And they're taking their time as we're down to a minute to play now in overtime. They've got a one-point lead. Now the ball goes over to Long. And we're under a minute to play in overtime. Now they go across court to Hansen. Now taken away. Oh! Taken away, but then Zari Gwynn gets it back. And Zari Gwynn's fouled. So that foul was on Hennings, his second. So it's 1-1. Zari's at the line. He has not been there tonight. First one up. It's no good. And the rebound. Rebound to Chambers.
Receipt mark foul is number four, Cameron Becker.
It's on Becker.
17 foul on the Panthers.
Park super lucky right there. Moss was the other defender there.
Yep.
That would have been his fifth.
Yep. All right, Klosky will get one and one. And he's one for one. First one up. Is no good. And a rebound. To the Panthers with 24 seconds to go. Robinson gets it to Moss. And we got a full timeout called by Casey Robbins, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school state championship basketball on DG Sports.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Right, back to live action here, 58-57. Wauwatosa West with a one-point lead. 18 seconds to go. Park will have the basketball.
Dick, do you think they'll go for one or they'll go for a shot here quickly?
I don't know. If you go too quick, you know, we'll see. I think they're going to go for the win myself. They get it into Robinson, and we're back underway, down to 15 seconds to go. They get it to Moss. Moss coming inside, puts it up, knocked away. It'll stay with Park with 8 seconds to go. So they got a chance right here to win it or lose.
Timeout, Wauwatosa West, full timeout.
And now Wauwatosa West takes a full timeout, but we'll keep it here. We'll keep it here for the full timeout. We'll run down the scoring one more time.
Yeah, Dick, a great luxury here at State. All the stats are live broadcast for us. Leading the way, 19 points, Jackson Moss. Isaiah Robinson with 13, Zari Gwynn with 12. And for Tosa West, Klosky with 29, Brown with 14, Magnum with 6, Hennings with 4, Hansen with 3, and Long with 2.
58-57, 8 seconds to go. They can win it. Well, they're going to win it or lose it right here. At least I hope they get a shot, not have it taken away.
Basically reminiscence of what we've seen them on defense yesterday against Cedarburg.
Yep. So 8 seconds to go here in overtime. 58-57. So they're trying to win this, Wauwatosa West, without Jaylen Brown in there. He went out with about 4 minutes to go. And they have it taken away. Isaiah Robinson could not get it in. And it's taken away by Jake Hansen.
Yeah, Dick, they tried to do a bounce pass, and it was very confusing.
Yeah. Should have called another timeout.
They still have two left.
Yeah. So he's at the line. Jake Hansen is. First time tonight. Still 5 seconds to go.
And Moss was trying to plead his case that it was only his fourth foul, but they definitely won't get it wrong here. It's five.
So Santoya White comes in for Moss. So Jake Hansen at the line for a 1-1. First one up is good to make it 59-57. Second one up is also good. So Park takes another timeout. They got to go the full length of the floor, and it's got to be a three to send this into overtime, in a second overtime.
Yeah, been in a tough situation here for them. I'm guessing they're going to try with the people on the floor, either Robinson or to Becker. But either one, it's going to be a tough to get a three-pointer out here. Isaiah is 1-for-5 from three. Cole Becker 0-for-1 from three. Freeman has not shot a three yet. Zari Gwynn 0-for-1 from three. So culmination of little struggles tonight from beyond the arc. But somebody's going to have to make a three-pointer.
Yep.
Or if you're a Tosa West, you say, hey, they can have a layup all day long.
Yeah. So 60-57. Wauwatosa West with the lead. We talked about that conference they play in. I mean, very battle tested. So let's see what they drew up here. Here comes Isaiah Robinson. He puts up the shot. No good. And that's the ball game. The final score. Wauwatosa West 60, Park 57. So Park will have to be content getting the silver ball, as Wauwatosa West has just defeated the number one seeded Park Panthers. Park ends their season 27-3. Wauwatosa West finishes their season with a state title and a 24-6 record. Final thoughts, Dylan?
Just a culmination of different things there. Didn't go Park's way. Some of their luck, if you will, throughout this postseason runs dry, just short of a championship. Going to overtime was a testament to their team. Forcing Brown out of the game prior to overtime was huge. It just wasn't enough to get the job done here tonight from the Kohl Center for that illustrious gold title.
We'll run down the scoring real quickly, and then we'll wrap this one up.
One second here, Dick. Just got to re-pull it back up. It closed on me. So, live, the scoring once again coming straight from the WIAA here tonight. So, this is our official scoring in this 60-57 contest. So, final scoring here tonight for the Park Panthers: Jackson Moss, 19 points. Isaiah Robinson, 13. Zari Gwynn with 12. Cole Becker with 7. Cam Becker with 6. And for the victorious Tosa West Spartans, Klofsky with 29 points. Brown with 14. Magnum with 6. Hansen with 5. Hennings with 4. And Long with 2. And that was our official scoring tonight. And they were outscored 6-3 in the overtime period.
So our player of the game is from Wauwatosa West. It's Matthew Klofsky is our DG Sports player of the game. And we will get that. We will get that certificate to him. But again, the Panthers fall in overtime 60-57.
The WIA Board of Control invites the Pennsylvania West Salaries to find teams that just completed their tournament competition.
All right, that's going to wrap up our basketball season from the Kohl Center. My thanks to Todd Clark, Director of Communications for the WIA, for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will come to you on August 22nd for the opening of our football season. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Rassefa saying you've been listening to high school state tournament basketball streaming live on DG Sports. Join us on August 22nd for our next game at dgsports.mixler.com. Once again, our final score, it was Wauwatosa West 60, Racine Park 57 in overtime. Park finishes their season at 27-3. Wauwatosa West finishes their season at 24-6. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone. Good night.
Ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power Scooters or Power Chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano's Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Falls softly on the ladder. circled high neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh,
play it now. play it now, my baby. Crack them rolls and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Joke was on me. finally died, which started the whole world living. Oh, if I'd only seen, oh yeah, that the joke was on me.
Money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Can buy me love. No, no, no. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population sign symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans that we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Walk out because I love you too much, baby. that big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years.
For a daydream, what a day for a daydreaming boy, and I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy, and even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. More Democrats hosted town halls today to hear complaints about the Trump administration and how Democrats can respond. This man spoke at a town hall in Santa Clara, hosted by Congressman Ro Khanna.
I was taught, always lead from the front, right? Be a leader, always lead from the front. Why are Democrats not doing that? And I'm a longtime Democratic voter, right? But I've really lost faith in the leadership.
KIMT-TV's Maureen Dudley was at a town hall put on by Minnesota Governor and former vice presidential candidate Tim Walz in Rochester.
From health care to veterans' rights, many attendees voiced their frustrations over the actions coming from Washington, with some even questioning the representation at the federal level.
And the future of our country is at stake here. I mean, our grandchildren are growing up in a world where they have less rights than we did. And we fought hard for those rights.
I think all parties are just fed up with what is going on, and we're using our voices and rising together.
President Trump is attending the NCAA Wrestling Championships in Philadelphia. Rousing ovation when he walked into the arena. The administration will take another step to dismantle FEMA. CBS's Nicole Skanga has learned the agency's employees will have to reapply for their jobs.
The decision impacts thousands of FEMA's core employees, tasked with delivering disaster assistance before and after hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, and other federally declared emergencies. Notably, the first responders are uniquely funded through the